This is Pastor Emery. Many today are prophesying the end of world freedom. Some speak of an antichrist or an antichrist system which will rule all the world and bring great tribulation upon the earth's people. Some have even begun to identify that system with such existing organizations as the United Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, and in recent years we have heard of the Trilateral Commission headed up by Rockefeller. While the people of one nation are being killed by the people of another nation, in wars waged sometimes on several continents at the same time, the ruling classes of each nation continue to travel safely between nations, lending money and selling food and the weapons of war to both sides of the conflict. Is it possible that the world government and the tribulation which so many preach is yet in the future is already here and it just has not been recognized? The Bible calls this world-ruling system Mystery Babylon the Great in Revelation 17 and verse 5. Stay tuned for another in the series, What is Mystery Babylon?
It's time for America's Promise with Sheldon Emery of Phoenix, Arizona. Sit down with your Bible and listen as Pastor Emery preaches the Word of God, the good news of Christ's kingdom, and Bible truths about the United States of America as foretold in prophecy. This is God's promise to America, that the power and works of God will lead America to read, believe, and obey Christ's holy command. We pray that these Bible teaching programs will be used of God to that end. During the broadcast, Pastor Emery will be offering literature, which you may request for your personal study. America's Promise Radio Bible Studies are sponsored by Lord's Covenant Church of Phoenix, Arizona. Won't you join us, please? And now, Pastor Sheldon Emery.
Thank you. What is Mystery Babylon? We were reading in Jeremiah 51 last week, showing how Jeremiah's prophecies about a great antichrist and anti-Christian world-ruling system are what we see in the world today, and how Jeremiah's writings parallel and complement John's vision of the Scarlet Woman in Revelation 17 and 18. Jeremiah called that world dictatorship Babylon. The angel told John the name was Mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. I believe Jesus Christ gave her that name or title, Mystery, because most of the people of the earth would not know what she was, or perhaps not even recognize her existence as she ruled over all the earth in the end of the age. We're going to go on in our Bible study in a moment or so, but first I will list the free monthly packet of literature. You may have it if you will just write and ask for it. This is the July packet, consisting of three items, and I will send them to you free and postpaid if you will write to America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, 85010. Just ask for the July packet. One item is put, the old Jerusalem is not the new Jerusalem. Just as we have seen that Mystery, Babylon the Great of prophecy, is not the old city of history, so the new Jerusalem of prophecy is not the old city of Jerusalem. Many sincere Christian people are looking to the old city and the old land of Palestine for the fulfillment of prophecies to the house of Israel in the end of this age, but they are looking in vain. Even the Jews, whom many think are the Israel people, are not going to Palestine in any large numbers. At the present rate of migration of Jews from all nations to Palestine, it would take about 200 more years for all of them to move to the old land. You should read this book. It will give you the Bible truth about New Jerusalem, what it is, where it is, and who will inhabit it in Christ's kingdom. Since our study of Mystery Babylon has also shown that this world system of rule is able to control whole nations through money and economic manipulations, I'll also send you my booklet, Billions for the Bankers, Debt to the People. The angel told John in Revelation 17:18 that the scarlet woman he saw riding on the red beast was that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. In verse 3 of the next chapter, the angel said that the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. An alternate translation in the margin says they become rich through the power of her delicacies. Babylon has some power, a mysterious power, unseen and unknown by the people, to make all who join her rich while she rules over kings or the rulers of the nations. This booklet, Billions for the Bankers, is a textbook on our money system, showing how the wealth of the United States and all other nations is under the control of and is passing into the hands of great multinational financial institutions owned and controlled by a very small percentage of the Earth's people. America has 80 million full-time workers producing more than half of the world's manufactured goods, a large percentage of the world's food, yet American workers owe the equivalent of $50,000 per family to the bankers. The bankers produce nothing, shed not one drop of sweat, raise not one blister on their hands, and yet every worker in America is in their debt. Why is this? How did this happen? What magic do bankers use to become the owners of property while the people become renters and serfs on the land their forefathers conquered? What mystery is this? Is there something you don't know about the American economic system? Well, it is revealed in my booklet, Billions for the Bankers, Debts to the People. This is what we read in Revelation 17 and 18, and as Isaiah, Jeremiah, and other prophets foretold 2 and 3 millenniums ago. And since Mystery Babylon is also religious, as many of you know, we have an article on the National Council of Churches, which I will send along. Write to me at America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, 85010. Ask for the free July packet of literature. Last week we were reading the part in Jeremiah 51, where God reveals who it is he will use to destroy this end-time world power called Babylon. And we find he will use his Israel people. In verse 17 and 18, God ridicules those who worship graven images and idols, indicating there is no salvation in them. And then he goes on at some length showing how the descendants of Jacob are not like the worshipers of idols, but will be God's weapons for destroying Babylon. We'll start in verse 19 of Jeremiah 51. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance, the Lord of hosts is his name. In other words, God is the portion of Jacob. Other races worship idols, and they are of no help, but Jacob has God Almighty on his side. And then God goes on, speaking to the Israel people, these descendants of Jacob. Verse 20, Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. All of these nations and peoples which have aligned themselves with Babylon will be destroyed by God using the Israel people as his weapons. Verse 21 through 25, And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces the captains and rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord. Notice, the work of Babylon is not being condemned because it is in Babylon, but because it is in Zion. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. God will use his Israel people to break in pieces and destroy every part of society, business, and government, which is not in line with the word of God. Instead, they are part of Mystery Babylon. Notice in verse 23, he said, I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, indicating the Israel people will be the instrument for the destruction of false churches and false religions. If you will read the book of Kings and Chronicles, you will see that each time God brought a turning in Israel, a revival, if you please, one of the first things they did was to burn down and destroy Baal worship, all idols, all heathen temples out of their land. In the years to come, as God turns our people to himself, I believe we will turn and destroy all false religions out of this land. Today, false religions are not only allowed in America, but they are growing. Worship of the sun, moon, and stars, witchcraft, the occult, blasphemy of Jesus is common in America today. Even the bringing of refugees from Indochina, as sad as is their plight, is bringing more false religions here. Many, perhaps most of them, are Buddhists, and they now have Buddhist ceremonies at the refugee centers and the army camps where they are. All of this is blasphemy against the true God of Israel, Jesus Christ, and God is going to break that in pieces as he moves to destroy Babylon. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. Remember in Revelation 11, where we read of the third and last woe coming on the earth, we read in verse 15, And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That of necessity must be interpreted to mean that there would be an overthrow of all authority in all kingdoms, or all nations, as we call them today, and the establishment of Christ's authority over those nations. In Isaiah 24, God actually likens Christ's takeover of the earth to the turning of the earth upside down. And that charge was leveled against the apostles, by the way, in Acts 17, starting in verse 5. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto themselves certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Civil riot. Revolution in the city. Why? Verse 6. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. John said, He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. These Antichrists recognize that the true teachings of Jesus would turn their world upside down, which it eventually shall as this age closes. By the way, I have a tape on Isaiah 24. Some denominations teach that Isaiah 24 is a prophecy that the earth will be turned upside down, destroyed, and left in ashes. But that is not what it teaches at all. It is the wicked, anti-Christ world system, which will be turned upside down, burned, and destroyed. The last verse of Isaiah 24 makes it plain. It is a prophecy of the coming reign of Christ, for it ends, When the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. To understand that better, of course, you must know what New Jerusalem really is instead of what the churches teach that it is. Back to Revelation 11. Verse 15, which I read, is very plain language that the kingdom of Jesus Christ is to be on the earth, although some deny that plain doctrine. And that will come when the blasphemous rule of the God-haters is ended, is evident from verse 18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. That which is destroying the earth is Babylon and all of its parts. We just read that in Jeremiah 51 in verse 25, where God said to Babylon, "Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyest all the earth." In Revelation 11, the last great act of God on his timetable of ushering in Christ's rule over all the earth is the destruction of Babylon and all of her harlot daughters. And that destruction will be accomplished by God using the descendants of Jacob, the Israel people, just as we read in Jeremiah 51. Where in the world does that leave you people who are preaching about and looking forward to what you call the rapture of the church or the secret removal of the believers from the earth? It makes you deserters from the army of the Lord of hosts. A few years ago, the hippies and the drug addicts were singing a song about "Stop the World, I Want to Get Off." Has that become the theme song of the professing church? If so, it is the trumpet of retreat, not the trumpet of victory in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:7 says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." And verse 29, "And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." Well, if God's word says he will use Jacob Israel, whom we know to be Abraham's seed, as his battle axe and weapons of war in the destruction of Babylon, then that means every professing Christian in the world is a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ in this, the conflict of the ages. Let us be about our duties and our service, not making plans from a false doctrine about an escape to the heavens. In verse 26 of Jeremiah 51, God tells us how completely the Babylonian system will be destroyed from off the earth. "And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord." We will not find a single unit or memory of the wickedness of Babylon which can be used to contaminate the earth again upon her final destruction. Verse 27 through 32 are verses telling us of her destruction and all nations turning against her. And then in verse 33, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come." Here she is called the daughter of Babylon. This is not the old city, the city of history. No, this is the same Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18, the end of the age world-controlling system. Verse 35 tells us that Zion and Jerusalem are against Babylon. "The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say." And we read in verse 49, "As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth." Again, these are prophecies which make no sense at all if you try to fit them into the ancient city or into any sort of a future prophecy where the New Jerusalem is a huge, cube-shaped city which will be lowered down to sit upon the earth. No, Jerusalem is an entity upon the earth now, and she is under attack from Babylon. It is Babylon's desire to destroy Zion and Jerusalem. Now, we've already seen that world communism is at least a great part of the Scarlet Woman and the Red Beast of Revelation 17 and 18. And what is world communism's target? Is it not the nations of Christendom? Is it not Christianity? Is it not attempting to destroy the people of Jesus Christ from off the earth? My Christian friends, the battle is already joined. Babylon is well on her way to destroy Jerusalem, and neither of them are the old ancient cities, but are large, well-defined entities in the world today. Babylon is the world of the anti-Christian and the people of Antichrist. Jerusalem is the world of Jesus and the people of Christendom. We are Jacob Israel. We are in Jerusalem. We live in the Zion of Bible prophecy. Why did you think the communists hated America so? Because we have more cars than they do? No. My friends in Christ, they hate America because we are the Zion and the New Jerusalem of Bible prophecy. And they know that to control the earth, they must destroy prophetic Jerusalem and God's Israel people or be destroyed themselves. That God's people, the people of Jacob Israel, will be the instruments which will destroy red communism and mystery, Babylon the Great, is made plain by another prophet in the Old Testament, Obadiah. Here Obadiah speaks of Edom, and in verse 6 he calls it Esau. If you know your Old Testament, you know that Esau was Jacob's brother, and that Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for a mess of pottage, and it says in Genesis 25:30, therefore was his name called Edom. The margin will tell you, or any good concordance will tell you, that Edom means red. Yes, red. Isn't that strange? The same color of Mystery Babylon, the same color of the beast, and the same color used by the communists to identify themselves to all the world as red. Red is the color of Jacob's brother Esau, here called Edom in Obadiah, and the entire prophecy is about the destruction of Esau Edom. Edom is identical with Mystery Babylon the Great. Yes, the daughter of Babylon, or the descendants of Esau, are still trying today to steal back and take by force the birthright now belonging to Jacob's descendants. That's what this whole world conflict is all about. That is what you see happening in the world today. Romans 4 tells us Abraham was to be heir of the world. Esau, Babylon, the red communists, are trying to conquer the world, negate God's covenant with Abraham, and destroy true Israel. One of their major weapons is to tell us we aren't really Jacob's descendants anyway, that we're just a bunch of Gentiles without covenant relationship with God. They tell us we are all bound for heaven or hell, even though Revelation 5:10 says, we shall reign on the earth. But let's see who will destroy Edom, or the Reds, according to Obadiah. Verse 17 and 18. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Where will this take place? In Zion. And there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. No more Reds, no more Edomites. No wonder the communists try to force us to believe that all the races are the same, that God loves everyone alike. God says the race or the descendants of Jacob will destroy the race or the descendants of Edom, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. Paul knew Jacob was chosen, and Esau rejected when he quoted God in Romans 9:13, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. The modern church doesn't like it, but that is what God has said. That the destruction of the Edomites, or the Reds, in Obadiah, is an end of the age prophecy, is obvious from the last verse of that prophet. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Yes, the judging and the destruction of Esau, Edom, or the Reds, is identical to the judging and destruction of the scarlet or red woman who rides the red beast in Revelation 17 and 18. Both come at the end of this age, and their destruction is then followed by the ushering in of the rule of Jesus Christ over all the earth. Jesus called these days the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. He called it a time of trouble, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Those days of tribulation, the days of the destruction of the Antichrist, are upon us, and how few see it. May God open the blinded eyes of our Christian Israel people, that they may see how wonderfully His Word and His prophecies are coming to pass upon the earth. Surely, a God who can foretell the history of our age in such detail can bring to pass all that He has written and bring us into the world to come, into the kingdom of Jesus Christ upon the earth. I have a few more comments next week on Jeremiah, and then we'll finish the last part of Revelation 18 in the next week or two. Until next week when I return, God willing, this is Pastor Emery saying, goodbye, God bless you, read your Bibles, and pray for Christian America.